Welcome to the Meaning of Life podcast. This is officially episode number 2, while technically this will be the first episode. I just want to explain that the first episode that I recorded, I decided that I will not be uploading it due to the fact that it was the first episode of me learning how to use Audacity and learning how to use this microphone and how to edit it all. I just feel that it was a pretty cringy episode, so I will not be uploading that. But to give an introduction to this podcast, I am calling it the Meaning of Life podcast because I just want to be able to talk about whatever is on my mind, whatever I think about politics or what's going on in the world, and maybe what our purpose is as humans living on this earth. Whether it's to work hard every day in order to pay the bills, or whether it is to enjoy the time that we have with our family. Basically, what I learned from the first episode is that it is not as easy as you would think it is to speak your thoughts into a microphone in your bedroom. It's definitely a lot harder than I was expecting it to be, but it has been something that I have been wanting to do for the past little while now. I constantly listen to podcasts at work. Originally, I got into podcasts listening to true crime podcasts like Sword and Scale. I'm sure that's something that probably got a lot of people into podcasts. I also listen to a lot of the Joe Rogan podcast and many others. And I'm sure, like myself, it is a dream of many other people to create a podcast and gain a following and be able to make a living off of just talking into a microphone about their thoughts or interviewing people, which I may down the line get into interviewing, you know, whoever's interested or whoever I may convince to let me talk to them. I wouldn't call it so much an interview, maybe as much as just talking to whoever's here. But I want to just make a podcast to be able to get my voice out there. You know, whether nobody listens to it or a couple of people listen to it, I just want to have some sort of outlet to get my thoughts out. And so far from what I've learned from the first episode that I recorded, I'm pretty critical of myself. I'm critical of the pauses, the ums, repeating myself over and over, and the heavy breathing. I'm a little worried that the breathing may be a little distracting, but in the future I may order a pop filter and one of those things that go over the microphone, see if that'll help with the breathing and the pops from the P's and the S's. We'll see. But for now, back to the podcast. I want to kind of talk about what's going on in the world right now. We just had the election, and it was Donald Trump versus Joe Biden here in the year 2020. So far, it's looking like Joe Biden is going to win. And it also looks like there are some serious issues with our voting system, which also kind of exposes the major issues that there are within our government. But there's also a pandemic that's been going on since the beginning of the year, COVID-19 or the coronavirus, and it has been an interesting year. So far, there have been hundreds of thousands of cases, I think a little over a million cases worldwide, thousands of deaths. But, you know, it doesn't seem like there should be as much panic as there is with what's going on. And it's pretty clear that it's being politicized. But both my wife and I have both had the coronavirus. And for my wife, it was a little hard for her to get over. But for me, I was maybe down for about 2 days feeling like I had a sinus headache. But after that, it was smooth sailing from there. Not something that I feel like I would need to take work off for. You know, it didn't feel like anything worse than a common cold or a flu. With that being said, there is a lot going on in the world right now. And it kind of makes you wonder why we're here on this earth. You know, was it random? Or was this earth created by an all-powerful being? And if so, who created that all-powerful being? That is the question that I feel like pretty much everyone probably asks. You know, I don't know that for a fact, but I feel like even religious people or non-religious people are all asking that question. And for me personally, you know, I would like to believe that there is something for us after we die, and that we'll be able to be with our families, our loved ones, after we die. I do want to believe that. And at the same time, it makes you wonder if that is something that will be there for us, or if we will just turn into dust, and if we'll just be recycled into this earth. Kind of a deep question, but those are kinds of things that everybody wonders about, and religion tries to answer it by saying that there is an all-powerful being, that we were sent here for a divine purpose, and that we will all live again after we die here on Earth. And then there are those who say that this entire universe was created by chance, that there just happened to be a Big Bang, as they say, and matter was created upon that. And over time, everything fell into place perfectly. Evolution happened perfectly to the point where humans were created through evolution into what we are now. It's kind of hard to think about considering how complex the universe is, how complex humans are, and how complex every single atom or every single particle is set up to create different things. Whew. Creating a huge bundle of thoughts in my brain right now. Anyway, you think about it, and either way, it comes down to believing one thing or the other. You either believe that there has always been an all-powerful being since, you know, I guess not the beginning. They say he has always been and always will be. Or you believe that randomly nothing exploded into a lot of things. You know, if there was a Big Bang, what banged together? What came together and exploded? And I just want to say right now, I am not the most educated person on any of these subjects. This is all speculation and rambling. But it makes you think about where anything came from. And that is what a lot of people just ignore every day. We just go to work, do work, make money, buy food, eat food, feed our family, buy things that we like, phones and electronics and TVs, things that please us in the immediate sense. But in the end, it all goes away and means nothing. It makes you think about why we're here. What are we doing with our lives every day? Why do we do the things that we do? Just so that we're going to live a long life and have our generations, our offspring, continue our family name and continue the vicious cycle of life and death. It's an interesting thing to think about, but I think that it's interesting that so many people, I'm just thinking about this now as I'm rambling about it, it's so interesting that so many people just ignore this to continue on with life every day. And that kind of proves how strong our family bonds are, or our bonds to our loved ones. You know, we're usually working hard for them so that we can have a comfortable life and, you know, be able to provide for our families or for ourselves even. And that makes you realize how selfish we are, but at the same time, it's not really selfish. Everybody needs to do it, but there's people all over the world who are starving and who are struggling to get by every day at no fault of their own. They may be doing their best every day. They might be trying to do whatever they can in order to make money or be able to eat food that day. But it's not always enough. Anyway, back to the topic, you know, considering that there are people out there who are barely getting by every day, it makes things here in the United States seem comfortable, while, you know, there are parts of the United States as well where people are struggling. There's a ton of homeless people who are struggling every day. And, you know, it seems like our politicians don't really care, or that our government doesn't really care. But I think that regulations have a big role in why we have so many homeless people out there. There's so many regulations on what the government is allowed to do. You know, we could just build thousands of little shacks where people could live with a bed and a sink and a toilet, but that might not be up to code. And so they just have to live on the street in a tent, you know, walk around with needles all over the ground and feces all over the ground, because there's regulations that would keep people from having a roof over their head just because it may not meet a certain person's standard of living. You know, they could just build a shack, put a bed, put a sink, put a toilet, and that would probably be a lot better than them crowding the streets, living in tents, pooping on the streets, living under a bridge, living in a tunnel. You know, makes sense to me. But the regulations keep certain things from happening. So that brings us to, where do we draw the line? And who decides, or who gets to draw the line? Because in our government and in our daily lives, there are a lot of lines being drawn, and everybody has a different opinion. Everybody thinks that it should be this way or that way. And then there's a majority of people who believe one thing while the other majority believes another. And it creates conflict in American society, or any society at that. Speaking of America, since this is where I live in the United States of America, we are extremely divided in this day and age, unfortunately. And I try to be in the middle. I try to look at things with a certain amount of perspective. I do have a little bit of influence from how I was raised and the values that I believe in, but I do try and see things from both sides. And it's kind of clear to see that a lot of people don't like to do that when it comes to things like abortion, or when it comes to things like healthcare, or illegal immigration, or legal immigration. There's a lot of different opinions. And because the majority of people have extreme views one way or another, it tends to stay polarized, when people could try to look at it with a little bit of, they could try and look at it with a little bit of perspective. And and think about why one side considers a polarizing topic to be the complete opposite of what they believe. And right now, it seems like things are more polarized than they ever have been. And that brings us back to the meaning of life. Why are people thinking one way or another? And it's just a little weird to think that, you know, the United States hasn't been around for very long, but it seems like it's been around for long enough that at this point a lot of these issues should have been leveled out, but there continues to be extremisms to one side or the other. Nobody's willing to compromise on their views, and it seems to be coming to a bit of a boiling point. We will see what happens in the next few years here. Like I said, it seems like Joe Biden has won this election. Many are claiming that there has been a lot of voter fraud, which it does seem like there has been, but overall it still seems like he has won the election. And I think that he has some extreme views. Not as extreme as some of the others could have been. The main worry is that he would resign, or he would suddenly pass away by natural causes, of course, and that Kamala Harris would take over. And she has even more extreme views than he does, but, you know, things like gun control, it seems that he will continue to infringe on the Second Amendment, which I believe that the Second Amendment was created, you know, for the people to bear arms and for the government not to infringe on that right. However, the left or the Democrat Party seems to love to infringe on that right. And for me personally, I can agree that there needs to be a certain level of regulation on firearms. You know, not everybody should be able to purchase a firearm, especially if they have a criminal record or mental health issues. However, I don't believe that the government has the right to regulate the types of firearms that they are trying to regulate, including the assault rifle weapon ban that Pete Buttigieg wishes to put in place, and that Joe Biden has said he would want Pete Buttigieg to put in place under his administration. But, you know, who knows if they would even be able to do that. I don't know if they would be able to do that, but I don't think they should be able to do that. And it seems like everybody's always worried about things being taken over to the extreme, such as firearms or abortion and, or, you know, immigration, things like that. but it always seems to balance it out, balance itself out in the end. There are some things that, you know, a lot of people disagree with, but it never seems like, here in the United States at least, that things are being able to be taken to one extreme or the other. Some people may argue that they are, but in reality, when you look at it, it probably isn't. So, that was a bit of a long tangent, and I just want to kind of go back to saying that this will be my first podcast that I'll upload, the second official episode that I've made, and I just want it to kind of be about whatever I'm thinking about and revolve around trying to understand what the meaning of life is here on Earth. And that may sound a little cheesy, probably is, but that is the goal of my podcast. And like I said, I'll probably have people that I'll interview. I'll probably have scripted episodes, or, you know, I think the majority of them will be unscripted, and that will have a more human element to it, maybe. That's what I'm going for. I just want this to be a constant stream of what I'm thinking about, however jumbled it may get. It might be better when I'm interviewing someone or talking to someone. I don't really like that word, interview. I just, when I'm having a conversation with somebody, it'll probably flow a little bit easier and it'll feel a little less weird. But this is really just to get it going, get into the thick of it, understanding what I need to do or what I want to talk about for this podcast. I spent a little bit of money on a microphone. Shout out to HTT Droopy. Check him out on SoundCloud. He sold me this microphone. I don't personally know him, but he gave me a good deal. And my wife has been very supportive of this podcast so far. She believes in me. She wishes to be a guest on the podcast one day. And I'll probably make that happen. Although, just a little self-conscious to make a podcast around her, but you know, we'll see what happens in the future. And I swear that this microphone picks up everything, even the ghosts in the room or even the upstairs neighbors walking around. But anyway, I think I'm just about going to wrap up this episode. It wasn't very interesting, and I don't plan on re-listening to it completely, so it may be a jumbled mess, but this is the first official episode, and I'm not too worried about it being extremely great or anything, because you know, nobody takes off on their first podcast as far as I'm aware. Anyway, if you for some reason decided to listen to this, thank you for listening to the Meaning of Life podcast, and stay tuned for the next episode.